Room service.
They're in there all right, and we're not talking about the hotel guests. There are millions of bed bugs, mold spores, and other nasty things you wouldn't want to sleep with. And no amount of house cleaning, even in the nicest hotels, is going to chase them all out. So what's a weary traveler to do? Call in the professionals.
We clean and sanitize the air handling system, clean and sanitize all the soft surfaces. We apply a shield to every surface in the room. We shock the room with ozone. We encase the mattress and pillows with mattress and pillow encasements. We install a purification system, and we filter chlorine from the water in the shower.
Tom Pickles is Director of Operations for Pure Solutions. The company is one of those taking part in this new experimental research. They have an arsenal of what they call 7 different interventions. The company uses a process that combines chemistry and technology to prevent or greatly reduce airborne pollutants. Pickles says it's definitely needed, especially in hotel rooms where people aren't the only ones enjoying the fine linens.
The conditions inside your mattress and inside your pillow are very hospitable for a dust mite. Their favorite food in the world is dead skin cells. You lay in your bed, you toss and you turn, you're constantly shedding dead skin cells. As you do that, the dust mite will come up from the bowels of your mattress, eat your dead skin cells, and go back down into your mattress again.
Okay, that's gross. But don't pack for home just yet. Some hotels, such as this Marriott in Buffalo, are offering what indoor air experts are calling allergy-friendly rooms. The idea is to first literally shield everything in the room from microscopic mold and bacteria. Robert Beyer heads a research center at the University at Buffalo. He says the room is misted with a chemical barrier.
And so you create a vapor of a silicone. It goes to the surface, and it makes it like an easy-release surface, just like if you would have an easy-release label that you were going to stick onto an envelope.
But what about the dust mites? Where do they go? Well, the experts agree that some still might be hanging out. But mattresses and pillows are covered with tightly woven microfiber wraps that at least keep you from inhaling what they leave behind. What does break through all these barriers is then filtered away.
This is the air just making one pass through the device.
The advanced technology filters are used in air conditioning units and under the bed, constantly processing and pulling out air contaminants. Beyer says that makes breathing a whole lot easier.
We've got living cells called macrophages, which are like Zambonis that are cleaning the ice at the ice rink, and they're cruising around the base of the lung all the time, dealing with cleaning up these particles. You can hold that up.
Sure.
That's the number of particles in the air that we're breathing right now.
He says on a bad day or in a room with poor air quality, that can mean lungs get overtaxed, and that means people get sick easier. But scientists at UB want to make sure these new technologies are actually doing what they advertise.
We're reading about 1,900,000 to 2 million particles.
Beyer demonstrates the handheld device used to sample the air. The readings indicate that the particle count does drop, about 75%, once you leave the hallway and enter the purified room. But he says more scientific tests will be done on the actual air particles. If tests bear out the claims, it will be good news for the hotel industry. But Beyer says scientists hope to find out if the process could be used in hospitals and other places where air quality is critical.
We're very much concerned about eliminating infection, which, as you know, has become a big, big problem as we're getting into antibiotic-resistant microorganisms. We think that's because of the hiding places that these organisms are finding in things like air conditioning units and coils and filters.
For now, industry officials are glad to be making hotel stays a bit more pleasant for travelers in several states around the country. The cost to convert and maintain each room is roughly $2,500. But right now, some hotels are offering the rooms for no extra charge, just to get people comfortable with the idea of being able to breathe a little easier. For the GLRC, I'm Joyce Kryzak.